Sure.
Wednesday night, Chavis al Vavos, Shar Yichud HaMaisa Perek Chavishi. He's talking about the Yetzihara. He said that the Yetzihara intertwines itself in your very personality, in your midos, in your attitudes. The Yetzihara is part of you. The Yetzihara knows your weaknesses better than your therapist. The Yetzihara knows how to push all your buttons. He knows what makes you jealous, what makes you angry, what drives you nuts, and he makes sure those buttons are pushed. That's what he says. He's mamuzog. He's intertwined with your personality, with your kochos hanefesh, with the way you function. If you're courageous, if you're brave, if you don't care what people think, so the Yetzihara is there, intertwined with that, using it for his purposes. You don't care what people think. A lot of the protection from chet definitely takes place because of busha. We're ashamed. That's what the Gemara says. Halavai, we should have moira shamayim like we have moira bas of adam. So if a person has a tendency to not care about what people think, so you say, oh, that's fantastic, that's Yichud HaMaisa, and that's true, it's a good midah for the good. But that's what his point here is, that the Yetzirah will use that kochos nefesh to turn it around to make you not embarrassed to do an aveira. You don't care who sees you, you know, this is what I hold, I care. Or if you're any midah, if you're persistent, or sometimes you have to be persistent to do an aveira. Sometimes you have to be courageous to do an aveira. He's there. He's there. And he's fully aware of everything about you, like your therapist, like your wife. For who ain't a radum mi mecca, but he's always aware of you. You're not always aware of him. You don't think of it as the Eight Sahara. You think of it as... That's what the Chavis al Vavos is going to teach us in this parak. How to recognize that certain thoughts or midos or character traits that you think are you. You know, people say, that's who I am. That's who I am. That's me. You like it, you don't like it. That's me. That's who I am. You think that's the Yetzirah. It's not you. He's intertwined there. And he knows the pshat, he knows how to push your buttons, he said. And his purpose is to mess you up. Three lines from the bottom. Uminishko hachazok shebo. There's a struggle for your inner kochos. Again, like you're trying to accomplish, you're trying to do, he tries to steer you to the negative. I want this. The person is an ego. So the Torah tries to steer him in the direction of fulfilling the desires of the ego. Okay. And now we'll start from three lines on the bottom. Uminishka achazak shabo hunilcha b'cha b'nyoni maspuncha. So this is number one that he said before. Did you go downstairs?
No.
I think it's a little louder than normal. So we'll point it out. That's not bad, but it's louder than it's been for the last few months. I wonder if there's a different player or something. What? So they never had that the last few months? Okay, that's all. I want to check that nothing's being done differently, that's all. Maybe someone said it a little higher. Anyway, so one of the things he tries to do, two lines from the bottom now, on page Kufayin, Shazomein, he plans, he plots, L'sapek b'libcha dvorim ha'amitiyim, certain truths of Yiddishkeit that, you know, we never really, maybe Hashem doesn't care about this, maybe Hashem doesn't care that much about this, or about if you miss davening one day, or it's not that important, or about Hashem. I mean, you know, some people, okay, it's an extreme example, but it happens to everyone on a miniature scale. You know, some people say, why is Hashem doing this to me? You know, Hashem is not fair, life is not fair. And that's also, that's the Yetzirah talking. Shazomim l'sapek b'libcha devarim amitiyim. Not because it's theologically incorrect, although it is theologically incorrect. But we're not talking now, pikoiris. I mean, the point is, he wants to make you depressed. He wants to make you sad. He wants to make you feel that life is unfair. When you feel life is unfair, you become lethargic. What's the point of doing anything? See, it's a game plan. I'm not just talking about the theology of it, that it's wrong. What he's trying to do is, it's trying to make you depressed, or even not clinically depressed, just sad, not besimcha. Once you're not besimcha, once you get moody, then you're ready. It's, you know, it's a very short skip and a hop to, you know, so I should get out of, why should I do anything for? Why should I bother? And then it's a slippery slope. And the next thing you know, the guy's Mechal Shabbos. I'm not talking crazy. It's a very, very, Baruch Hashem, it's not common, but it's very, very not uncommon. And it could start off with atzmus. It starts off that you're not enjoying life. You don't feel fulfilled. You don't feel a purpose. So again, it's all zips in to try to fill that void with excitement, sometimes with drugs, with alcohol, with gambling. But it starts off, it could start off with trying to make you masupik about certain truths. The truth is that Hashem is fear. I was talking to someone today, I mean, it's on my mind. He or she, doesn't matter, person, they have a hard life. I mean, they are faced with difficulties. Everybody's faced with difficulties, the truth is, most people faced with difficulties. So the, you know, so the, what's your attitude towards it? So the Yetzirah tries to make you see it, and that has to do with this, with making you a supik about certain truths. If you keep up the truth that Hashem is in charge, and that Hashem loves you, and that Hashem is only a meitiv, so you get hold of yourself and you become optimistic, and you say, I'll try again, and I'll overcome this difficulty, and this difficulty is to make me grow, and blah, all that stuff, right? But it all could come from, right, this point, that Hashem is a meitiv. I mean, I've had more than one person has come over to me in disbelief that Hashem is a meitiv. But by them, you know, if the dollar goes down to 3.4, Hashem is not a meitiv anymore. So that's a joke, but then you can lose your job. When there's chas v'shalom an illness in the family, or other types of things. I mean, all sorts of things happen. We know what life is made up of. So that's what he tries to do. That's number one. He said two things he tries to do at the end of Perek Dalet. So here he's saying the first. First, he gave a description. It's very, very, because all this is famous for exposing the Yetzirah. And to teach people to train. It's like a training course in recognizing that that's not really you. It's really the Yetzer Hara. But the truth is, the Yetzer Hara is you. Like, we have to shed this myth that there's like a Yetzer. I mean, there is a Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is you. Is your urges and your desire to be comfortable and to have pleasure and to be negative and anti-ruchni and gashmi. That's the Yetzer Hara. That's not like little devil, you know, with two horns. What? With a pitchfork, right? That's after the Chet Adam HaRishon, the storm of that. That's what most forums say. And it became you. Anyway, the Shabbos is Hanochon, she was Barrel of Chol, Laves, Machshavol Secho, to mix you up, Bidimyonos Kozvim, like what does Hashem care if the Esrog has a dot? Utainos Betelos, if the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, there would have been more of a footprints in the desert, I don't know. Shemadrit Chabohen, but it doesn't have to be apikursus, I tell you. It could be that Hashem cares about who wins the ball game. Once he has a foot in the door, and he has you believing that he doesn't care who wins the ball game, so then the next step is he doesn't care if I make this bus or the next bus. Then the next step is he doesn't care if... then it's our ass patience. And before you know it, Hashem doesn't care about it, you know. Because the truth is, everything's petty to Hashem. The malachim are petty to Hashem. The most sublime olamos elyonim with the rivavos malachim is all petty to Hashem. It's all petty, right? It's all small change. It's all the same. It's not... Shematrit chobohen top of kufayin aleph melahabit al toli yosecha. He wants to keep you distracted from what your real benefit is. He doesn't want you to think about, you know, what's my real benefit? What are my real goals? What do I really want to accomplish? What's really purposeful? What do I want to do with myself? What am I? Who am I? So he wants to keep your mind off that. So he invented MP3 players with music, iPods. So you should not have a chance to think about anything. Now, I mean, I'm sure everybody experiences it. I come into my house at night. I say hello. No one hears me say hello. My wife's listening to MP3. At least she's listening to a shiur. My girl's on the cell phone, and my other girl's listening to music on the iPod. Like, hello?
Hello?
So I was thinking of answering it, really, in the house at least. Nobody talks to anybody anymore.